Today is Thursday, October 24th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Food Day. It's very broad. It's also National Bologna Day. Bologna? Bologna. Bologna. What do you say? So growing up, we called it bologna. But it's not spelled bologna at all. So I'm inclined to believe that I grew up saying it incorrectly, but bologna sounds wrong. So now let me see here. I'm just gonna type how my keyboard is taking. Do you pronounce bologna? How do you spell bologna? B-O-L-O-G-N-A. 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 Huh. So, interesting. Vocabulary.com says the correct pronunciation is bologna, like N-Y-A. Bologna. But it is common to say bologna instead. So, there you go. I guess I was saying it, air quotes, correctly all this time. I hate bologna. Oh my gosh. I cannot. Although I haven't had it since I was a boy. And even then, I avoided it at all cost. So I can't really say that I hate it because it's been so long. Maybe if I tried it now, you know, your tastes change as you get older. And so maybe if I tried it now, I would enjoy it. But I'm not really sure. So I have a little bit of a story to tell. So last night, I had orchestra rehearsal, and I've been trying to, not trying, I've just been sick of restaurant food and fast food for the most part. And so I've been trying to cook, or I've been in the mood to cook, not really in the mood to cook, but in the mood to eat home-cooked food for the past few nights. And so Monday, I didn't want to cook anything complicated, so I just made a hot dog, but I made it at home. And I use turkey hot dogs. I use turkey for everything because for whatever reason, I feel like it's healthier, lower calorie at the very least. So I only eat red. Well, when I'm cooking, I only eat red meat once a week or something like that. But I do like hamburgers. But if I cook them at home, I use turkey. And it's just the thing. But anyway, so I've been buying turkey hot dogs. So I had hot dogs on Monday. And then on Tuesday, I cooked the throwing down dish, which was pretty complicated. I talked about that already. But then last night, I was thinking, and it was a bad decision, first of all, to do this last night, because I had orchestra. So normally on Wednesday nights, when I have orchestra, I pick up fast food on the way home, because orchestra doesn't end until around 8 o'clock. It takes me between 20 and 30 minutes to get home from my church. And so I'm not home until around 8:30. And then if I were to start cooking at that time, you know, I wouldn't be finished for a really long time. Or I wouldn't be eating until 9, 9:30, 10 o'clock, you know, or whatever the case may be. But last night I was just thinking, I don't want to do fast food. And I had bought this butternut squash because I was in the when I grocery shopped. And because Mark is not here, although he does like butternut squash, so it's not like I wouldn't choose to do that. But anytime I see butternut squash, acorn squash, anything like that, I think soup. Because I think I like a blended butternut, a really smooth, silky butternut squash soup. And so I bought a small butternut squash. I was thinking, okay, at some point this week I'm going to make soup. Well, the thing is, you don't get home at 8:30 and think, "Oh, I'm going to start soup," right? But me, I'm like, "Oh, I'm not super hungry yet. I can do it quick because I was thinking I didn't want to boil it because, I mean, you can do all kinds of, you can chop it up and boil it. You can, you know, and then you add whatever spices you want. And I didn't even look up a recipe, although I probably should have looked up a recipe because I added red bell peppers and I didn't, the soup was okay, but I didn't like the flavor that they added to it. And so I think I should have left the bell peppers out, but I was just throwing in things. I had leeks left over from the throwing down dish. I had, you know, I had red bell pepper. I wanted some heat, so I cut up half of a jalapeno, put that in, 5 or 6 garlic cloves. And I tossed them in olive oil and put salt and pepper and all this kind of stuff. This is after I got home, and I mean, I was quick. I mean, I got home by like 10 after 8. So, and as soon as I walked in, I grabbed everything, peeled the butternut squash, chopped it up into small chunks, like 1-inch cubes or whatever. Quickly chopped the bell pepper and the jalapeno and the leeks. Tossed them all in olive oil, added salt and pepper, yada yada. Put them on the roasting pan. I had preheated the oven because I have an app on my phone that I can turn the oven on from anywhere. So it was already preheated, so I threw that in the oven and then, you know, kind of cleaned and got Sydney's, the dog, her food ready and all that kind of stuff. And I only needed to about 30 minutes because I cut everything up small. So I only needed to roast it for about 30 minutes and I tossed it in the middle to kind of get more browning on stuff. And then, so everything was going fine. And then I get out my wonderful Vitamix blender that a couple of years ago, some of you that have been listening for a while will remember that I was so proud of buying my Vitamix mixer, but it has been nothing but trouble since I bought it. I got an attachment so that I could use the Vitamix mixer in the place of my food processor. It's just a separate food processor attachment for it. It never works. Like the Vitamix does not recognize the food processor attachment. I think it's worked once. Because they have this sensor in there, and when you set the attachment, the blender has to, the base has to recognize it, or the controls won't work. And so that has not worked. Now, I could have called the company, I could have done a million things, but you guys know I'm a procrastinator, and anytime I have to call and deal with customer service, I'm not likely to do it. So I had not done it. So then, but the blending function worked great. But I don't use it very often, but the blending function worked great. So I get the blender out, the roasting is done, I put everything in there, I had some chicken stock that I had in the pantry. And I was just going to blend it up, add some, you know, some, I wanted to add some clove, some nutmeg, some kind of warm spices, a little bit of cumin, a little bit of brown sugar just to give it a little bit of sweetness, and some sour cream to make it creamy. Because I didn't have any milk or heavy cream, so I was just trying to improvise because I forgot to buy it when I was at the store. But anyway, so I dump everything in the blender and I turn it on and the blade is not turning. Like at all. The blade is not turning. I try and try and try and I'm like, I'm going to have to dump it out and see if there's something wrong with the blade. Like if I need to tighten the blade or what's going on. So I dump it out and the blade and a couple of washers and this nut just dumped out with the ingredients, these roasted ingredients. I'm thinking, damn it. So I look and the bolt that holds the blade on was broken. Well, I didn't, like it never worked. I did not, and this was soft butternut squash. Like, so my attachment, my blender attachment now is broken for this Vitamix. I had to strain it to make sure there were no metal parts because I was determined I was going to eat it. Then I had to use my stick blender. Luckily, I still have my stick blender and I got it as smooth as I could. I ran it through a sieve, blended it some more, added some more stock, added everything. It would have tasted, I mean, I liked it, but it would have tasted better without the bell pepper. So we have some contact. So that was my frustrating evening. I wasn't eating until like 9:30. I could have been eating at 9 had I not had a blender blow up. Blaze from Wisconsin text messaged us and says, Cappadocia is an exotic place that might be enjoyable by both you and Mark. And I looked it up and it looks beautiful. It's a place in Turkey. My only problem is, and I know you're going to be like, Adam, you travel all the time, but A, I always have this fear of, I'm like, are these countries gay friendly? Because on a cruise, you're just there for like 4 or 5 hours. Also, when we go places that don't speak English, that's always a challenge. But yeah, I'm going to look into this. Thanks for the recommendation. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.